The Baton Rouge newspaper man who covered LSU football and basketball for 35 years is coming to Shreveport. From Sam King's beginnings in the mid-50s at the State Times before it merged with The Advocate, he'd spend night and day hammering out stories, his signature cigar in his mouth. He's the author of the book Tiger Beat. It's an illustrated history of LSU's football and basketball programs through King's eyes. He says sports coverage today is a very different animal. Coaches don't hang out with reporters, and the players' social media posts are a bigger draw for readers. As a result, the print story, he says, is no longer about who won the game.
When I started, it was old who, what, when, where, and why you had to have in the lead. And, of course, now you find it buried about three graphs into it. They tell you about, as you start writing about what a guy's life was as a child, and then all of a sudden he's a hero, and then, by the way, they won the game.
King says he regrets not keeping a better record of all his clippings over a half century of stories. He was too busy, he says, with writing and raising four kids. His most memorable story to write?
Was not really out-and-out sports story, but it was a long interview with Governor Jimmy Davis about the first time he ever saw a basketball, and it was hilarious. But of course, with him telling it, you can see how he got elected governor.
King turns 75 tomorrow. On Sunday, he'll be signing books at the Barnes & Noble in Shreveport beginning at 2 o'clock. The book is titled Tiger Beat, Covering LSU Sports for 35 Years, published by Acadian House.